Welcome back. 417, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT, Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. And my next guest is a regular on the program. You know her, you love her, as Emily Miller, Washington Times senior editor for the opinion pages. And I had the pleasure of sitting with Emily Miller at CPAC at the Reagan dinner. And I was thrilled by that. And I mean, not Chris Matthews type thrilled, you know, but.
Well, Andy, of course, you remember, and I hope our bosses aren't listening, you looked over at my beverage and my cocktail, and you said, gin and tonic? And I said, vodka tonic. And you said, oh, I thought we had that in common. Such a disappointment. I feel like going back and ordering a gin and tonic, you know, I think gin is disgusting and horrible. But after that, our dinner that went very well.
Yeah, it was fun. It really was. We had a good time. All right, I got to talk to you about a couple of things that you've written about over the past couple of days. And today, gun polling shifts. Still way off target. Now, as the president readies for another countrywide campaign, and that's what it is, at taxpayers' expense, the subject of the campaign, tighter gun control, but it seems to be waning a little bit. I mean, the screams for tighter gun control are kind of falling by the wayside in some areas.
That's right. I mean, as you know, time has passed, you know, Obama obviously jumped on the Sandy Hook shooting, the horrific shooting, because of what everybody was so upset about. He jumped on in order to exploit it. Because we've had this anti-gun, gun-grabbing agenda for a long time, ready to go. Dianne Feinstein had this assault weapon film already written. But what's happened is, as you know, a few months have passed and people have had time to, you know, the emotions have died down in a little ways, and people are starting to think, practically, what can we do to protect our children? What can we do to make this country safer? They realize and they've learned more that more gun restrictions is not the way to go, because obviously the criminals don't obey these gun laws. I mean, the gun laws only apply to the law-abiding. They're actually going to, you know, abide by them. And so you've seen a shift in polls of people who support gun laws has gone down almost 10% in recent polls. Who support more gun control laws, I should say, has gone down about 10%. People who want no gun restrictions have gone up significantly. And so we're seeing a shift away from this, you know, overwhelming public, you know, public campaign, as you said, that Obama's done. And, you know, he's been very effective, obviously. But, you know, there's just a matter of what is good public. I'm sorry, Andy, that I'm a little bit jumpy on this call right now. I'm on a train. So you're hearing me fall around a little bit.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. Don't you worry about that. I mean, where are you headed, by the way?
I'm going to New York. I'm going to be on CNN on Anderson Cooper tonight at 8 o'clock to talk about this gun debate.
Oh, cool. All right. Well,
yeah,
good.
It's cool, but I had to apologize because I know I'm jumping a little bit, but I'm standing between the cars. It's a little bit bumpy.
Oh, yeah, I understand. And especially, and I bet you it's a little cooler where you're standing, too, isn't it?
Oh, the temperature's fine. There's a large snack cart in front of me that I'm afraid to go at any time.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, that's fine. That's fine. Have fun on Anderson Cooper, and you may want to ask him if indeed he really is going to do a new show with Kathy Griffin, because that's the rumor all over the internet today.
Well, they said, of course, I did my search of Anderson Cooper before this, and they said that not only was that show taped a couple of days ago with Jeff Zucker, the new head of CNN, but he's in line now, they said, in discussions with NBC to take over for Matt Lauer on the Today Show.
Yeah, I heard that.
And I guess Matt Lauer's pretty successful about that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Lauer's contract runs out, I think, at the end of next year, but nothing would prohibit NBC from saying, here's a check, get out of here, you know?
His ratings are really down. The Today Show ratings are really down, and apparently it goes back to when they got rid of Ann Curry, and people still blame Matt Lauer for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not usually cheerful over the liberal media ratings slide.
Yeah, no kidding.
As long as, you know, Fox does well, you know, it's all in good place.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what we're talking about with these polling. What's interesting is that, you know, what I wrote about in my story today, which is on the Washington Times website, is these polls are skewed, and they're skewed for several reasons. One is that the polls only talk to registered voters. And that's a very accurate assessment, because there's only 26% of registered voters support more gun control laws. So it's a pretty accurate view of people who are voting. But a lot of these polls only will talk to anyone who's an adult. So they get this skewed down. I also looked at the CNN poll, which came out this week, and in the fine print at the bottom, they say the party differences, and it's about a 10% spread between Democrats and Republicans that they talk to. So, again, those numbers are skewed. So even under those numbers going down for more gun control laws, they are different. And one thing I've, you know, been saying for a long time that these pollsters need to do, especially, you know, on the more gun support of Second Amendment rights side, is they need these secondary questions. Instead of just asking, do you support a ban on assault weapons, ask that, and then ask the same people who say yes, how do you define assault weapon? Because I think most people will say it in the way that President Obama says it is. This is a weapons of war. They are kill the most amount of people. They're more violent. Whereas, you know, you and I know that it's a political term that applies to a standard semi-automatic rifle that has certain cosmetic features. So I believe that, you know, if we do some really good polling, someone out there has the capacity to do some polling that really dug deeper into these things, all this campaigning that Obama's doing will really go by the wayside because, you know, while he said things like, for example, 40% of guns don't get background checks, which gives the impression that it's very dangerous. Well, the truth is, it's 38%, and of those, 34% are given between friends and family. Mm-hmm. So it's a very, and the rest are 4% of the gun show. It's 4% of the gun show number, 1% don't go through a federally licensed firearms but don't get a background check.
Yeah.
That's, you know, a very small number, and, you know, that's not what you're hearing from the president.
Yeah. I also saw your piece, Stand With Guns. Were you surprised that Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and Mike Lee are talking filibuster when it comes to gun control bills?
I was a little surprised. We haven't heard any rumblings about that on the Hill, and so I was very pleased about that because these guys, you know, can hold up this gun legislation. And I said, you know, I spoke to Senator Lee yesterday about it, and I, you know, and he's being careful because, you know, filibusters can only be done procedurally. I think the Senate is the most confusing thing on earth, but there's certain gaps in the procedures where they can jump in and actually do a real old-fashioned filibuster like Rand Paul did on the drones, so they can't say in advance or else Reid will stop them. But I said to him, I said, I think, you know, the most important thing is that gun owners or the rest of the public need to hear what you all as gun owners and pro-Second Amendment supporters can say about the facts of this debate. And what better than to take a full day on the floor, on C-SPAN, and just speak about the facts? You know, it's a way to get around this bullhorn that's coming from the White House and paid for by Mike Bloomberg. And so I think that's what they're going to try to do, it sounds like. They're not just going to technically filibuster. They're going to attempt to do the real kind of filibuster that I think really everyone got something out of when Rand Paul did it and learned things.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. One final thing today before I let you continue your train ride to New York. Mayor Bloomberg's irresponsible gun attack ads. I know you couldn't wait to write about the ads. I watched them, and I was truly amazed, especially the one with little children in the background with, you know, a man walking toward them with the kids on each side. Here's a wannabe hunter, because I really don't believe he's nothing more than an actor, because the guy's holding the shotgun with the chamber closed on it, which means we have no idea there's any kind of ammo in the gun, and he's not pointing it toward the ground, and he's got his finger on the trigger.
I'll tell you, Andy, I was writing a straight political story on the $12 million ad that Bloomberg's running in the next 2 weeks. When I just, you know, myself looked at the ads, and on next to the ads it says, we feature gun owners. So it says that. And the first thing I noticed was the man's finger was on the trigger. And I, you know, I'm new, as you know, I've only been shooting for a year and a half, but literally the first thing I was taught was by my editor, Richard Diamond, actually, to put your fingers straight across the gun, off the trigger guard. It's not even close. And I've never stopped doing that, and that's the first thing you learn. And so it was so surprising to me not to see someone, whether actor or gun owner or whatever he really is, doing that. Then I looked closer at it and could see that, as you said, the bolt was closed. We don't know if it was loaded. That children playing in the yard. I mean, it is $12 million spent to teach people how to unsafely hold a shotgun. And, you know, I think it's dangerous. I honestly think that these ads should be pulled off the air, because anyone who's not an experienced gunner who sees these ads is looking at it and thinking, this is how I hold a gun. And responsible gun owners know exactly the three NRA rules that that man is violating, but it's the criminals on the street who don't follow those rules, and they keep assuming that they load their guns and they put them in an unsafe direction, and that's how we have so many accidental shootings every year.
Yeah, that's true. I'm convinced that Joe Biden was the consultant for those ads. And
I really want some southern person to put together both Bloomberg's suggest advice on gun handling safety and Biden's advice on gun self-defense. Because we will see, a slaughter of people based on those two helping out.
I know. All right, well, listen, have fun on Anderson Cooper's show tonight. We'll be watching, okay?
Thanks, Andy. Have a good day.
You too. Emily Miller, live from a train headed to New York this afternoon. Emily is Washington Times senior editor for the opinion pages. 427, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times.